These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Linda, I'm 50, and I'm a management accountant from Cannock.
I'm Andrew, I'm 48, a business consultant from Bedford.
I'm Siobhan, I'm 23, and I'm a senior client manager from Bishop Stortford.
I'm Sean, I'm 31, I'm a delivery driver from Chesterfield.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. They make it back safely, though. They will go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Linda. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hi, Brad.
Now, you're from Cannock.
Correct, in Staffordshire.
Right, you are an accountant, is that correct?
A management accountant, yes. I work for a data management company as part of an accounts team.
OK, and what do you do in your spare time?
I'm really heavily involved in youth football and I'm a qualified referee and a football coach.
Right, very good. Now, I've got to ask you this. Do you get abuse?
Not so much. I tend to give them the stare.
Do you? Oh, it's a good stare.
They're like, oh, OK.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, Linda, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd love to go travelling, but I've always wanted to go to Egypt. I want to visit Cairo. I'd love to see the pyramids.
OK, fair enough. I wish you well. All right, cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Prince William got his degree from a university in what country of the UK?
Scotland.
Correct. David Niven and Daniel Craig have both played James Bond in films with what title? Casino Royale. What historic agreement was signed 2 days before Easter in 1998?
Pass.
Good Friday Agreement. What row of letters on a standard keyboard provides all the letters in the word typewriter?
The first row.
Top row. Yes, correct. In 1860, who was elected US president for the first time?
George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln. Lord Bertie Lissy was a friend of which fictional pilot?
Pass.
Biggles. Chef Paul Bocuse said what restaurant guide is the only guide that counts?
Michelin.
Correct. Stuart Pearce and Hope Powell coached the 2012 British Olympic teams in what sport?
Football.
Correct. Which famous French oceanographer spent 30 days living underwater in 1963?
Jacques Cousteau.
Correct. Who wrote... Very good, Linda. OK, £5,000, good foundation for the team. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the Cinnaman, Paul Cinna, more frustrating than trying to send a text in mittens? Or perhaps it's the doctor's drawer, Sean Wallace. When he was at school, it was the teacher who would get told off for yawning. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. You know, she used to be in an ABBA tribute act. She was Benny. Or how about our new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan, the beauty whose duty is to steal your booty? Or maybe it's the beast, Mark Bebeck. Do you know, he moved house last week. He just leant against the wall and that was it. It slid down the street. So, who do you fancy taking on?
I'd like to go up against Mark.
You would?
I would, yeah.
Why?
I think he's the biggest challenge in every way.
He certainly is. Let's find out who it is. It's time to bring on the chaser. Here we are. Your wish is out, come on. Here's the beast himself. It's a legend. That is Mark Lebet.
Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, Linda. Not many people sort of clap their hands with glee when they see me. Normally it's more...
Yeah, indeed.
Well, this will be just like refereeing for you.
Of course, yes.
You made some dodgy decisions, now I'm about to heap a pile of abuse on you.
Unless I send you off first.
You've got it. Put £5,000 on the table, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Thank you. First up, £25. Good. Have a chat with your team. Sean.
What do you think, guys?
I think we need you back here, so I'd go for the £5,000 if I was you.
Siobhan.
Yeah, I'd go for the £5,000. A really good cash build. I think you can definitely get that easy and come back to us.
Thank you. Andrew.
First player up. You're a confident lady. Go for the £5,000, come back.
Thank you, team. Right, let's face the table. £1,525 grand. Linda, what will it be?
Thank you very much for the offers, Mark. I'm going to stick with the £5,000.
Sticking with the £5,000. Thanks, Jason.
Let's do this.
Let's hope it's an early bath for the beast. Linda, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Here it is. In the film The Karate Kid, Daniel catches a moving fly using a pair of what? A, tweezers, B, chopsticks, C, pliers. I'd like to have seen that, pliers. You've put chopsticks.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct answer is? Yep, chopsticks is correct. A step closer to home, chase has put. Goes right, the chopsticks comes onto the table. Here's your next question, good luck. What London railway terminus takes its name from a prime minister? A, Cannon Street, B, Fenchurch Street, or C, Liverpool Street? You've put Cannon Street.
Not sure. Didn't think it was Liverpool Street, so it's between A and B.
Correct answer is? It's Liverpool Street, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with the Liverpool, moves to within two or four from home.
After Lord Liverpool, who's actually one of England's longest prime ministers, longest reigning prime ministers.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which conflict started less than a decade after the end of the Hundred Years' War? A, English Civil War, B, Seven Years' War, C, Wars of the Roses. You've put Seven Years' War.
Not even a gut instinct on this one.
What's your history like? Not up to much?
Not as far as wars are concerned.
Correct answer is? It's the Wars of the Roses. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. We'll close this gap now. And does. Moves to the win one. We are four from home.
Perhaps the reason it started was twofold. One, Henry VI had just lost to the French. And secondly, there was an awful lot of veteran mercenaries and troops in England who were sitting around with nothing to do.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, good job we didn't go for the higher amount of 25,000. We did go for five and we are four from home. Need to get four right on the bounce to get through.
Okay.
Looks like the chaser is in form. Here's your next question. What is the world's largest nation to have a land border with only one other country? A, Canada. B, Russia. C, China. You've put Canada.
Yep, I think Russia's borders more than one country. China, I believe, does as well, so, yeah, Canada.
Correct answer is? Well played. Canada is right, step close to home. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with Canada. Chase is still one behind. We're three from home. Here's your next question. Actors Terence Stamp and Michael Shannon have both played which cinema supervillain? A, Dr. Octopus. B, General Zod. C, the Joker. You've put General Zod.
Yep, Superman.
Yep.
Yep.
Correct answer is? Yeah, Zod it is. Two from home. Chaser has put. Yep, goes right with General Zod. Sticks with us. Here's your next question. The word anti-disestablishmentarianism chiefly relates to which institution? A, Parliament. B, Judiciary. Or C, Church of England. You've put Parliament.
Parliament, yeah. I think it's a word everyone's heard of. Whether everyone knows the meaning, I don't know.
You've put Parliament, it's got to be right. The correct answer is... It's Church of England. You are staying where you are. If the chaser has put C, Church of England, you're out. Chaser's put...
The Church of England is the established church in England, which means it gets state support and is the official religion.
Yeah.
If you're a disestablishmentarian, you believe it shouldn't be anymore and it should become just another church.
Right.
Independent of the state. And if you're an anti-disestablishmentarian, you're against them, so you're in favour of keeping it the established church.
Thank you. All right, well, Linda, I'm sorry. You have been red-carded, you can see. And the referee from Canuck, you have been caught. A view, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe if she appeals to the FA, she'll get a suspension reduced.
Maybe. Next to face the chaser, it's Andrew. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you, Brad.
From Bedford?
Yes.
And you're a consultant?
A business consultant. Originally started life as an accountant, but work self-employed as a business consultant now.
Fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time?
A bit of rugby, a bit of football, but I suppose one of my main interests is church bell ringing.
Bell ringing. Now, that is campanology, isn't it?
It is.
One church you would covet, then, what would it be?
I've never rung the bells in Africa, and there are a few churches in Africa, so maybe one of these days I'll get down there.
Right, good for you. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I've got friends in Perth, and I would like to take my children to go and visit them.
OK, let's do that. Let's get off to Australia. I wish you well, Andrew. Your time starts now. What famous novel of the 1870s is narrated by a horse?
Pass.
Black Beauty. The Camel Valley Vineyard is in what county in southwest England?
Cornwall.
Correct. Which double Olympic champion entered Parliament in 1992?
Sebastian Coe.
Correct. The Ronald Reagan, Hollywood and Golden State are freeways in what US state?
California.
Correct. The word petroleum comes from the phrase rock oil in what language?
Latin.
Correct. Which Oscar Wilde character says, I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions?
Ernest.
Dorian Gray. Julie Walters won a Golden Globe for what film co-starring Michael Caine?
Shirley Valentine.
Educating Rita. The Pazzi conspiracy was a plot to overthrow which family of Florentine rulers?
Pass.
Medici's. What nickname links Regency dandies Richard Nash and George Brummel?
Both.
Just in time, $5,000. However, time now to maybe make some more money at the table. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, you may be a noted bell ringer, but there are a couple of clangers in there.
Oh, very good. Let's put some money on the table. Here you go. $5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you
$1,000.
However, a top offer of...
Come up and play. £35,000.
Lovely. Have a chat with your team. Sean?
That's a tempting offer, that, Andrew. I think if Linda had got back here, I think I'd have maybe said go for it, but we need you back here, so I'll go for $5,000.
Siobhan?
Yeah, I agree with Sean. There were some really difficult questions, but you did really well to get $5,000, so I think stay with $5,000 and come back to us.
Cool, thank you. Right, let's face the table. £35,000. All pluses, it's all good. What'll it be?
$35,000 is very tempting. Is that your final offer?
Yes.
I'll take the $5,000.
What would you have gone for, then?
$50,000.
Should have got more questions right then.
Paul, the other one's got bells on.
Yeah.
$5,000 it is, Chaser.
Right, just for that, I'm going to catch you now.
Here we go. Andrew, for $5,000, the chase is on. I wish you luck. Here comes your first question. A long, rambling tale is often known as what sort of story? A, a fluffy bunny. B, hairy cat. C, shaggy dog. You've put... shaggy dog.
Shaggy dogs.
Yeah, all right. Correct answer is... yep. All right, there you go. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... goes right with shaggy dog. Yeah. Here's the next question. In which century did Britain move from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar? A, 16th, B, 17th, C, 18th. You've put 16th.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Correct answer is... it's 18th. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with the 18th. Chaser's moved to winning two, and we are 4 from home. Here's your next question. Which of these songs was a hit first? A, Good Vibrations. B, Bad Moon Rising. C, Ugly Heart. You've put Good Vibrations, sort of mid to late 60s.
Yeah, Beach Boys. It was a good chance.
Correct answer is? Well played, Good Vibrations it is. Step closer to home, Chaser's put. Goes right with Good Vibrations.
Exactly that, Good Vibrations, mid-60s. Bad Moon Rising, I think late 60s with Clearance, Clearwater Revival. And I've never heard of Ugly Heart.
Me neither. No. Here's your next question. In the human body, which of these bones is nearest to the head? A, scapula, B, coccygeal vertebrae, or C, ilium? You've put ilium.
I think ilium is in the ear, scapula is the shoulder, and the vertebrae would be in the spine, further down.
Correct answer is... scapula is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with scapula, moves to win one with a three from home.
You're lucky. That's what's, if you like, awkward about these kind of questions. You knew two out of the three facts. You got the ilium mixed up with the incus, which is one of the ear bones.
Yeah.
Ilium's part of the pelvis.
Right, yeah.
And you're absolutely right with the other two, but it didn't help you.
No, indeed. All right, Chaser's moved to one behind. We are three from home. Got to get these right. Here's your next question. In the nursery rhyme, what did the pieman charge Simple Simon for a taste of his ware? A, a farthing, B, a penny, C, a shilling. You've put a farthing.
Absolutely no idea. Pure guess.
Got to be right. Correct answer is... got to be. Ooh, it's a penny. Staying where you are. If the Chaser's put a penny, we're out. Chaser has put... also goes with farthing. That's good for us. Here's your next question. Which of these measurements of distance is the shortest? A, astronomical unit, B, light year, C, a parsec. You've put parsec.
It's not a light year, because that's a lot. So it's between A and C. I've gone for C.
Got to be right. He'll know this. Correct answer is... it's astronomical unit. It's the other one. All right, you're staying where you are. If the Chaser's put A, astronomical unit, you're out. You reckon he knows it?
Probably.
Chaser's put... goes right with astronomical unit, takes us out. Three from home. Ooh, he's on fire today.
An astronomical unit is the average distance between the Earth and the Sun. Obviously, a light year is significantly bigger than that, because it's a year's worth of light, and a parsec is 3.26 light years, so it's considerably bigger than that.
Thank you very much.
Told you I was going to catch you.
You did.
Next.
Not fair. Keep up the bell ringing, however. Andrew, right now you've been caught. For you, the chase is over.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, mate. So, 2-0 to the Chaser. However, two players left to play. Siobhan is up after the break. Can she put some money in the prize fund? I certainly hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to face the Chaser, it's Siobhan. Welcome to the show, Siobhan.
Hello.
From Bishop Stortford.
Yeah.
OK, what do you do there in Bishop Stortford?
I'm a senior client manager for a mailing provider. So instead of going to like, the post office, you can have machines in your office.
OK, and what do you get up to in your spare time?
I love going to cinema with my boyfriend, watch a lot of films.
Favourite film?
Forrest Gump.
OK, all right, and if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Me and my boyfriend are saving to build a house. So that would
to build a house?
Yeah.
Crikey, good for you. Have you got the land yet?
No, it's all a bit like then you're trying to get everything together, so...
yeah, absolutely.
First.
All right, Siobhan, I wish you well.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Greg LeMond was a three-time winner of what major French cycling event?
Tour de France.
Correct. Lake Nakuru in Kenya is home to thousands of what pink birds?
Flamingo.
Correct. Which romance author published 723 books in her lifetime?
Pass.
Barbara Cartland. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond is a quote from what Shakespeare play?
Macbeth.
Romeo and Juliet. A carving of which Star Wars villain is on the tower of Washington National Cathedral?
Darth Vader.
Correct. What title is given to a pope elected in opposition to an official one?
Pass.
Anti-pope. The Storm in Normans is a book in what Terry Deary children's series?
Pass.
Horrible Histories. What surname links award-winning actors Martin and Morgan?
Freeman.
Correct. Which former singer with boy band NSYNC voiced Artie in the film Shrek the Third?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. On maths. No time to get there, Siobhan. Very consistent, though, with the team at £5,000. Happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, happy. Good. Time to face a chaser.
Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Hello.
Well, you got 5,000, just like the other two.
Yep.
A fat lot of good it did them.
Be a change now.
Yes, absolutely. £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step close to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you very much. However, here comes a high offer of...
£50,000.
£50,000. Thank you. Have a chat with Sean. £50,000 it is.
What do you think?
You could even take the grand for me. It's completely up to you.
Oh, hello. Sean's getting a bit shaky on C4. All that team's diminishing in front of his eyes. OK, Siobhan, let's face the table. £1,550,000. What are we going to do then?
I'm going to take the 1,000.
You are?
I am.
OK, 1,000 it is. Oh, you're on form. You've frightened the living daylights out of my team.
In which case, it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, let's get you back. Siobhan, are you ready?
Yep, I'm
ready. For £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. I'm coming out. Work That Body and Why Do Fools Fall in Love were 80s hits for which singer? A. Aretha Franklin. B. Diana Ross. C. Tina Turner. You've put Diana Ross.
I think Diana Ross might have been in the 80s. I'm not entirely sure.
Correct answer is... Diana Ross is right. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes with Diana Ross. Always a relief to get your first one under the belt. Here's your next question. In the Spike Milligan poem, On the Ning Nang Nong, what do the cows go? A. Bong. B. Dong. C. Pong. You've put... Bong.
Yeah, I just went for A. Went for pressure play, because I didn't know any of them.
Good for you. Correct answer is... Bong's right, step close to home. Chase has put... Goes wrong with Dong.
Couldn't remember anything. Remember the opening line and then...
Brilliant. Game opens up. Here's your next question. King Constantine II of Greece won Olympic gold in what sport? A. Equestrianism. B. Sailing. C. Fencing. You've put... Fencing.
Yeah, again, I wasn't sure of all of them, so I thought fencing is definitely an Olympic sport.
Well, they all are.
Oh, well, there we go.
Correct answer is... Bad luck sailing it is, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with sailing. Here's the next question. What shipping forecast area lies between Viking and Dogger? A, 40s. B, 50s. C, 60s. You've put 60s.
Again, I had no idea, so I just went for the pressure play.
Correct answer is... It's the 40s. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right with 40s, moves now to within three. We're two from home. Here he comes, getting closer and closer. Here's your next question. Which of these political bodies has the most members? A, European Parliament. B, House of Commons. C, US Senate. You've put House of Commons.
You often see a lot of the people in there kind of shouting, so I assume it's quite a lot of people.
Sure. Correct answer is... It's European Parliament, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Does he come another step closer? Yes, he does. Moves to within two. Good job we didn't go for the 50 grand. We would be out.
Yep.
US Senate's 100, two for each of the 50 states. House of Commons, I think, is 650 these days. And European Parliament was more, 700 or 800.
Right. Wow. Here's your next question. Which country singer says she has small feet as nothing grows well in the shade? A, Reba McEntire. B, Dolly Parton. C, Taylor Swift. What a great quote. You've put Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I think it has to be Dolly.
Yes. Correct answer is... She is yourself deprecating. Brilliant, Dolly Parton. Step close to home, one away from home. Chaser's put... Goes right, the Dolly Parton. Remains the two behind. We're one from home. Good stuff. Here's your next question. Alfred Lord Tennyson was Poet Laureate for how many years? A, 4, B, 14, C, 42. You've put 14.
I wasn't sure, so I went for the middle one.
Correct answer is to go through with a grand. It's 42, oh. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. He'll get this and close the gap. And does. Moves to within one of us now. We are one from home. Good job we didn't go for the $5,000.
Yeah.
Need this right.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here's your question. What is the largest island to have Indonesian territory on it? A, Borneo. B, Sumatra. C, New Guinea. You. Another pressure press?
Yeah, I think it's New Guinea. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's right.
You've put New Guinea. To go through with £1,000, this has to be right. Correct answer is to go through with a grand. Come on, Siobhan. Good luck. Well played. Yes! Nerve-wracking, huh?
Yeah, really nerve-wracking.
Really nerve-wracking. Did well, though, did well.
Thank
you. Sort of got away in the beginning.
Yeah.
Started to get closer and closer. Sweaty palm time, Chaser.
Picked exactly the right offer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well played.
Thank you. Yeah.
Siobhan, you know what? You're there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, darling. All right, there you are. Thank you very much indeed. Right, so there you are. Only Sean is left to play. There is £1,000 in the prize fund. Here's the question. Will he go really, really high and big? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Sean. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you.
Delivery driver from Chesterfield.
Yes.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
I like my sports. I play five-a-side football, a little bit of badminton, but I play Crown Green Bowls.
OK. How good would you say you are, Crown Green Bowls?
I represented my county, Derbyshire, at junior level and senior level.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I'm getting married to my partner, Rona, this year, so I think majority of it will go towards that.
Or maybe a honeymoon or something?
Yeah, maybe to honeymoon as well, yeah.
Where would you take Rona on a honeymoon?
Well, we spoke about Italy, cos I've actually got family in Italy as well, so...
Right, cool. All right, let's do that. Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. Complete the well-known saying, that's the way the cookie what?
Crumbles.
Correct. Coach Richard Williams has two champion daughters in what sport?
Tennis.
Correct. The product water displacement 40th formula is known by what abbreviation?
H2O.
WD-40. 1967, Muhammad Ali was called up for military service in what war?
Second World War.
Vietnam War. In the first Harry Potter film, which character says, honestly, don't you two read?
Pass.
Hermione. The Heart of a Woman is an installment in which writer's autobiography collection?
Pass.
Maya Angelou. NUFC.co.uk is the web address of what football team?
Newcastle United.
Correct. Victor Hugo wrote a play about which Lord Protector of England?
Churchill.
Oliver Cromwell. Yabby Creek is a fictional neighbourhood in what Australian soap?
Home and Away.
Correct. In 1996, who was cloned from the udder of a six-year-old Finn Dorset ewe? Would have been?
I've no idea.
Dolly the sheep. Sean, £4,000. Now then, Siobhan's going to need some help. It's time to face the chase.
Give it a go.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Never mind Dolly the sheep. Sean the sheep would have done better.
Never heard that before.
Shall we put it on? Let's put some money on the table. $4,000. Step closer to home, we'll get you an offer of...
$1,000.
However, here comes a top offer of, come on.
£79,000.
Stop that, yet.
Is that what you had in your head? 79, 40 each. Have a chat with Siobhan.
I think
you should just do whatever makes you feel comfortable. I'm happy just to get you back, so whatever you need to do.
Oh, my goodness. Right, now then.
That's a massive offer.
Isn't it?
See, there's not much difference between 4 or 1, so I'd have to go lower or higher, in my opinion. So, I'm going to take the 1.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get back there.
No, that's fair enough. 1 it is. Chaser?
Absolutely agree with your logic, sir. And this maximises your chance of winning.
Sean, for £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In Italy, Formaggio di Capra is a cheese made from what animal's milk? A, buffalo. B, ewe. C, goat. You've put goat.
Not entirely sure. I don't even know what a ewe is. So it was one of the other two.
But you've got family in Italy, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually quarter Italian, but I've only ever been there once.
How long was you there for?
I was only 7 years old. I was there for a couple of weeks.
Can you ever remember having formaggio di Capra?
No. Just pizzas, basically.
Just pizzas?
Could have been on the pizza.
Yeah, could have been.
Here we go. Good luck. Correct answer is...
Not bad start.
As I say in Italy, very jammy. Step closer to home. Well done. Chaser has put... It goes right with goat.
Formaggio cheese, Capra, caprine, Capricorn, all goat-related.
Oh, of course, of course. Now I see it all. Here's the next question. The tune of the Star-Spangled Banner is repeatedly used in the score of what opera by Puccini? A, Madame Butterfly. B, Tosca. C, La Bohème. You've put Madame Butterfly. You know when you were seven?
Yeah.
And you went to Italy? Do you ever remember going to an opera?
No, I've never been to an opera. It's not my kind of thing, believe it or not.
Did you just have pizza that day?
Just had pizza again, yeah.
You've put Madame Butterfly.
Yeah, it's, I've obviously heard of that one. I've heard of Tosca as well.
Tosca really is all about the coffee makers of Italy because right. It's an anagram of Costa.
Fair point.
You've put Madame Butterfly. Correct answer is... What? A? How'd you get that?
A, yeah, it worked.
Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Goes right with Madame Butterfly. I didn't know that.
Well, Madame Butterfly is about her relationship with Lieutenant Pinkerton of the US Navy.
Didn't know that.
I try my best to educate
didn't
you, Bradley.
Didn't know that. I love that fact. Thank you. Here's the next question. Peace, plenty, truth, and which other ministry appear in George Orwell's novel 1984? A, justice. B, harmony. C, love. You've put love.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure now.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Another one right. Chaser has put... Goes wrong with justice. Game opens up. We are five ahead.
Well, you can say it now.
I've got to be honest, we fluked a lot of these.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. There's probably only second one where it was quite a logical guess.
You logically guessed the Madame Butterfly.
Yeah, believe it or not.
No, I don't believe it. In the slightest.
I just can't explain it.
Right. We've got five chances of getting through. Here we go. Here's the next question. In which of these years did Britain have a female monarch? A, 1666. B, 1777. C, 1888. You've put 1666.
Yeah, it's only that year that actually rings a bell for certain. The others don't ring a bell at all.
Are you confusing that with 1066?
No, I know 1066 was Battle of Hastings, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure 1666 is known for something as well.
2 years prior to that, Cronenberg made some beer.
Yeah.
I know that. Correct answer is to go through with £1,000. £1,888 is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with £1,888. Victoria?
Yeah, just after her Golden Jubilee. 1777 was George III and 1666 was Charles II.
Indeed. Here's the next question. What spacecraft was launched by the Semyorka R7 rocket? A, Apollo. B, Sputnik. C, Mercury. You've put Apollo.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of Apollo and Sputnik as spacecraft. Never heard of Mercury. I know Apollo had quite a few as well, so I chances are I thought it might have been that.
All right, here we go. You've got £1,000 to go through. Correct answer is... the Sputnik is the right answer. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Sputnik. Moves now to within three of us. Here's your next question. Chimpanzees are thought to share approximately what percentage of their DNA with humans? A, 28%, B, 58%, C, 98%. You've put 58%.
Yeah, I thought 98, I thought was too high. I always thought it was around about half of it, so...
To go through with a grand, correct answer is... 98%. Yeah, surprising nonetheless.
Surprising.
Staying where you are, Chaser has put. And it goes right there and moves to within two of us. Good job you didn't go for the 79 grand. You'd be out. Here's the next question. The mineral pyrite gets its name from the Greek word for what? A, fire. B, water. C, air. You've put. Put water.
Yes. Complete guess.
Well, it's got to be right. You'll start to close the gap.
Yeah, I know,
now.
I know.
All right, here we go. I wish you well. Correct answer is. It's fire. Staying where you are. Pyrite. Pyro.
I'll try to get something from the word, yeah, but yeah.
Pyromania.
Yeah. Pyrotechnics.
Yeah. There you go. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with fire, obviously. Moves to within one.
Yeah, water is hydro and air is aero.
Yep, thank you. Here we go. Here's your next question. In the song Food, Glorious Food from the musical Oliver, what word is used to rhyme with mustard? A, blustered. B, custard. C, flustered. You've put custard. You know the song?
Food, glorious food. Something custard. Sorry, custard in there somewhere.
I'm sure there's a lot of custard in there. All right, to go through with £1,000, is it custard? It is indeed. Made hard work of that, Chaser.
Yeah. Just goes to show, 2 minutes before, and it looked like a terrible decision.
Yes, absolutely.
It's exactly the right thing, and yeah. It doesn't matter the amount. You've got a chance.
You've got a chance indeed. Sean, congratulations.
Nice
well
you,
done,
really.
Mate.
Yes,
brilliant.
Yeah,
well done. Siobhan's happy as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
Chaser.
Well, I'm the favourite, but they've got a chance.
They've got a chance, of course they have. Sean and Siobhan have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £2,000. That's a grand each. Are they going to outrun the beast one more time? I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Sean and Siobhan have made it through to the final chase. It's £2,000 in the prize fund. That is £1,000 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set
A.
So the beast then gets set B. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the beast, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Sean, Siobhan, good luck. Your time starts now. In Winnie the Pooh, what animals are called heffalumps?
Siobhan.
Elephant.
Correct. Livorno and Lucca are cities in what country?
Sean.
Italy.
Correct. Tellus is the Latin name for what planet?
Siobhan.
Uranus.
Earth. In the TV series Wolf Hall, who plays Henry VIII?
Siobhan.
Damien Lewis.
Correct. A boudoir grand is a type of what musical instrument?
Siobhan.
Guitar.
Piano. The martial art Wing Chun originated in what country?
Sean.
China.
Correct. Which children's author created the character Mike TV?
Siobhan.
Roald Dahl.
Correct. Rastafarians regard which country as the promised land?
Jamaica.
Ethiopia. The cabinet room is in what wing of the White House?
Sean.
West Wing.
Correct. Which Spice Girl had a solo hit with a mind of its own?
Sean.
Posh Spice.
Correct. Who became King of Great Britain in 1727?
Siobhan.
Charles I.
George II. In a company's name, what does the P in PLC stand for?
Siobhan.
Public.
Correct. What do you get if you add a score to a gross?
Sean.
30.
164. Which TV quiz show host often says at start of a 10?
Siobhan.
Pass.
Jeremy Paxman. In Psycho, what's the name of Norman Bates' mother?
Sean.
Pass.
Norma. What colour is called rote in German?
Sean.
Red.
Correct. What is an eagle's eyrie?
Siobhan.
Pass.
It's a nest. What British dependency is 600 miles east of North Carolina?
Siobhan.
Pass.
Bermuda. Howard Staunton was a leading player of what board game?
Sean.
Chess.
Correct. Which Take That member was born in Frodsham, Cheshire?
Siobhan.
Go Barlow.
Correct. Which animated character owns the dog Gromit?
Siobhan.
Wallace.
Correct. Mount Parnassus is in what European country?
Siobhan.
Switzerland.
Greece. Gold is an aftershave by which American rapper? Would have been Jay-Z. 14.
Yeah, good. Pleased with that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. We'll need some pushbacks, mind.
Yeah, definitely.
You ready?
Yep.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Well, congratulations, guys. I think you did about as well as could be expected, or even better. You've made a game of this.
Absolutely. OK, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. A sand wedge is usually used in what golf course hazard?
Oh, a bunker.
Correct. Norwegian Forest is a breed of what domestic animal?
Cat.
Correct. The name of what snack means buttock tongue in Afrikaans?
Biltong.
Correct. What Disney film features the Moray Eels, Flotsam and Jetsam?
Little Mermaid.
Correct. Ice and slate are shades of what primary colour?
Blue.
Correct. The classic film Sunset Boulevard set in what city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. Lady Jane Grey was beheaded at what London building?
Tower of London.
Correct. What Jerome K. Jerome novel begins, There Were Four of Us?
Three Men in a Boat.
Correct. What chess piece is the most mobile and powerful?
Queen.
Correct. Which R&B singer released the 90s album R?
R. Kelly.
Correct. What's the most northerly of Australia's capital cities?
Darwin.
Correct. The airborne Operation Varsity took place during what war?
World War II.
Correct. A lamasery is a monastery in what religion?
Greek Orthodox.
Stop the clock.
Maybe Buddhism.
I'd have said something like that, or Sikhism or Hinduism.
What do you want to go for?
Buddhism.
OK.
Yeah. Buddhism.
Is correct. We pushed the chaser back.
One.
Yeah, well played. Three required. Here we go. The time starts again now. The Bavarian Mountain Hound originated in what country?
Germany.
Correct. Amaze Me is a fragrance by which British boy band?
JLS.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Yeah, I think it's One Direction as well.
One Direction?
It's wrong. Correct answer is Union J. Your time starts again now. What's 4/5 of 10?
8.
Correct. Since 2006, Kim Marsh has appeared on what TV soap?
Coronation Street.
Correct. OK, team, two opportunities to push back, one executed. Caught with 39 seconds remaining. Probably needed around about 23 for that.
Yeah.
But have you enjoyed yourselves,
yes,
nonetheless?
Yes, it's been a great day.
Yeah, loved it.
I thoroughly enjoyed having you along as well. However, got to take away the £2,000 and tell you that Sean and Siobhan, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Beastie Boy.
I think you guys played above yourselves, which is not what we say about many teams. I wonder what would happen if the first two were there.
Oh.
We'll never know.
However, Sean and Siobhan get taken out with 39 seconds remaining and go home empty-handed. Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.